Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. The Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, delivering Budget 3.0, but did he go far enough to address the country's multi-billion rand shortfall? Well, Johan Els, Old Mutual's Group Chief Economist, has been in front of his television and joins me now with a breakdown and some analysis. Johan, I guess the obvious question to start off with, having listened to this, did we really need to do this three times? There were no real fireworks, were there?
No, there were not. But you know what, Jeremy, in fiscal issues, that's great if there are no fireworks. At least there were no bad news. But we certainly didn't need to do this three times. I'm all budgeted out for the year, but this was as good as we could have hoped.
The budget emphasizing, as we expected, fiscal consolidation, but are you satisfied with any specific measures that are in place being implemented to achieve this? And I wonder as well whether they are sufficient.
Yeah, the space where South Africa sits with weak economic growth, we absolutely need more policies and better implementation. That's somewhat outside of the minister's scope. That's for the whole of government. Better growth will fix the fiscal issues far quicker. But if we think about the budget itself, what we wanted in this third iteration of the budget, expenditure cuts, because there was such an outcry about tax increases that was not really an option. Although there was some fuel levy increase, which I expected, given that petrol prices were supposed to come down in any case. So expenditure cutbacks, and mostly those extra spending that we suddenly saw appearing in February from the October 2024 medium-term budget policy statement to the February 25 budget, suddenly there was a lot of extra spending, mostly in terms of frontline services, nurses and teachers. They haven't been employed yet, so it was pretty easy to cut that back. So cutbacks there. And then talking about future tax increases penciled in, we don't know what they are, but they could be eliminated if there's better tax collection by SARS.
And there's every indication, isn't there, that that is happening?
There are lots of signals pointing that direction, that SARS has got the capacity. They actually got some more money in terms of building that capacity. We all see these numbers in the press from what extra revenue could be get from illicit tobacco sales, etc., etc. And I think there's lots of debt sitting there on SARS balance sheet that they could potentially recover. So lots of that, yes, that'll certainly help.
Johan, let me pick you up on the general fuel levy. What impact is this going to have on inflation and consumer spending? And I'm thinking particularly among lower income households.
Yeah, I don't think it's significant for lower income households. Of course, it's extra burden because the proportion of spending that they spend on transport costs are higher than for the other income groups. But overall, it's a fairly small inflation-related adjustment that we're going to see. And it's just being taken away from petrol price cuts that we would have seen, at least for this June. There would have been price cuts. Now it's going to be somewhat lower price cuts. So not significant in terms of inflation either. There are lots of other drivers of inflation. We saw the numbers this morning. That's keeping overall consumer goods inflation very low indeed. There's very little price pressures out there. The rand's busy strengthening as we speak. So that is also helping limiting inflationary impact. So inflation low and lower than what we thought a couple of months ago. And some upward path coming over the next few months towards year end, but muted upward path, very muted.
Johan, how worried are you about debt service cost? If I heard this correctly, if I read it correctly, I think 22, 23 cents of every rand of revenue. This is going to continue to impact funding for essential public services, surely?
No, absolutely. If you think about the bigger numbers, apart from what you mentioned there, more than 400 billion rand per year being spent on interest payments alone. That's equivalent to reducing the VAT rate to around 2.5% to 3% instead of 15%. That is significant. And that's why there is such an urgent need in terms of this fiscal consolidation to stabilize the debt ratio and get the debt ratio lower, because that means stabilizing the interest payment portion of the budget. That could potentially, as you rightly say, be spent on other issues, whether that's housing or education, or building the country's infrastructure, which would make growing the economy just cheaper and more productive. So we need to do that. But the best way to get the debt and interest burdens under control, get the whole budget situation under control, is faster economic growth. So we absolutely need to do more there. We're doing a lot. Bigger private sector role in the economy, easing the structural constraints in the economy, and the cyclical side, lower inflation, lower interest rates are also helping. But the underlying uptrend in economic growth could be strengthened by faster and more policy reform.
As far as you or I are concerned, you referenced earlier about there being no change to personal income tax brackets or even medical tax credits. But is this decision really going to influence in any way disposable income and therefore change any type of consumer behavior, given that we're under so much pressure anyway?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change a lot because you mentioned under pressure. Yes, we are under pressure, but we're somewhat better off as average consumer than last year. If you think about inflation falling rapidly, virtually every employed person in this country has got a higher salary or wage increase than inflation. So certainly that gap opening up will help consumer spending. Lower interest rates will help. But of course, absolutely, if we had some adjustment in terms of the tax brackets, that would have helped even further.
So just overall, and a final question to you, given the current fiscal framework that was outlined and moving forward, what are you now seeing as long-term prospects for our economic health and fiscal sustainability?
I think given the picture that we've talked about, better underlying growth certainly coming over time. We're doing this fiscal consolidation policy, continuing with that. So I do see the budget stabilizing. I do see lower debt ratios in the next couple of years. And that means lowering the fiscal risk. I think ratings agencies are actually behind the curve, so we can actually see positive ratings action over the next few years. I actually see within 18 to 24 months ratings upgrades. So all of that is in line with a somewhat better path going forward. So I would summarize it by saying we've been on a significant downtrend in recent years. I think the economy, the overall situation is busy stabilizing, and I think we're heading in terms of a positive trajectory over the next few years.
Johan Els, thank you very much indeed, the Group Chief Economist at Old Mutual.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.